In Arabic, استعاذة means saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And basmala is saying بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Saying استعاذة and basmala before starting your Quran recitation is very good practice, and it is a habit that you should definitely keep. But there are a number of rules that are related to isti'adha and basmala that you have to pay attention to in order to avoid some very common mistakes. First of all, you should use isti'adha every time you start reciting the Quran, regardless of the situation. So whether when starting a surah or if you're starting to recite from the middle of a surah. Basically, every situation related to reciting the Qur'an, you should use isti'adha, as it was mentioned in Surah An-Nahl.
فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
Now, when it comes to basmala, there are two opinions regarding the use of basmala. The first is that you may use basmala only at the start of a surah, since basmala belongs to the beginning of the surah, not in the middle. And the other opinion states that you may use basmala no matter what the situation is. So added to the fact that you should say it at the beginning of a surah, you can also normally use it even if you started reciting from the middle of the surah. And the fact is that it is better to use basmala only at the beginning of the surah, but using it in the middle is also not a problem, and it is not a sin or anything, inshallah. The only time when you must not use basmala is at the start of Surah At-Tawbah, since basmala is an ayah in the Quran, and in this position, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, never taught the Sahaba that there is a basmala before the start of Surah At-Tawbah. So for this reason, we cannot just simply add it ourselves. And now the next question is it possible to link isti'adha and basmala to one another so that we read them without pausing and then starting to recite the Quran? Well, yes, almost every single possibility of combining isti'adha and basmala is accepted in terms of stopping at them or linking them to each other and then going further with your recitation. In other words, if you stop at isti'adha first, then you stop at basmala, and then start recitation, that is possible. And if you link all of them, that is possible. So this means that if you link isti'adha to the basmala to your recitation, that is okay. And you can also link only isti'adha and basmala, then stop, and then after that you can start your recitation. That is also possible. It is also possible to stop at isti'adha, then link basmala with your recitation. These are the basic rules of isti'adha, basmala, and linking them to each other. But there are a number of conditions and rules that you have to learn in order to do this properly. Number one, if you move from one surah to another within the same recitation, you cannot repeat isti'adha. You will certainly repeat basmala, with the exception of Surah At-Tawbah, as we said before, since it is an ayah separating every surah from the next. But isti'adha only belongs to the beginning of your recitation, and not at the beginning of every surah. This rule applies whether you link the two surahs, so you keep on reading, or you take a pause at the end of the surah, then start the next surah. So we say,
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ
However, if your recitation was interrupted or you stopped for whatever reason and you want to restart, then you can normally use isti'adha with no problems. It is also interesting to see that surahs that end with a word that has tanween will always have the tiny meme symbol, which refers to the iqlab that happens because if you keep on reading without stopping, you will be linking noon sakinah, which is the tanween in this case, with a word that starts with a ba, and in that case, it will always be basmala. So that's why we say,
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقَ.
Second, you may link between two surahs. And this means that they will be separated with a basmala. However, if you decided to do that, you cannot stop after saying the basmala between the two surahs, and you must keep on reading until you have read something from the following surah. Why? Because surahs in the Quran do not end with basmala. They only start with them. And that's why you should not read it at the end of a surah and then stop, then start the next surah. Like in this example.
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقَ.
Now this is not correct, because in this way, I linked Surah Al-Ikhlas to the Basmala, and it gave the idea that Basmala came at the end of the Surah, not at the beginning of the following Surah. That should not happen. If you decide to link the two Surahs, then you have to be sure that you will link until you've at least read one ayah or some of it from the following Surah.
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقَ.
Finally, if you started reciting from the middle of the surah and you wanted to link either isti'adha or basmala with the ayah that you want to read, then you have to pay extra attention to how the ayah that you want to read starts, lest you should end up with a bad combination. So, what kind of bad combinations we should avoid here? Like, for example, if you link isti'adha with an ayah starting with the word Allah or Muhammad or any name of the like, then you would be putting the word ar-rajim, because this is how isti'adha ends, and the word ar-rajim means the expelled, next to the word Allah or Muhammad, which could suggest to the listener that there is a link between the two words, while this should not happen at all. So, starting to read like this is not acceptable, and you should not do that.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الله لا إله إلا هو.
That should not happen, and you should stop after the word الرجيم. Also, if you link basmala to an ayah starting with the word الشيطان, then you would also end up with a bad combination.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الشيطان يعدكم الفقر.
And the problem here is that we put the word الرحيم next to the accursed شيطان, which is not suitable and can give an indication that these two words are related or describe one another, while that is not the case. So, what should I do if I'm not sure? Or if I cannot understand the Quran in Arabic yet? Well, the safer option is that you should always stop at the end of basmala or isti'adha before you recite your recitation, while keeping in mind not to end a surah with a basmala as we have indicated before. So, in a nutshell, basmala and isti'adha should always be used if you start your recitation in every single situation. With isti'adha, you should say it once at the beginning of your recitation, unless you are interrupted. And with basmala, you'd better start saying it at the beginning of surahs, except for Surat At-Tawbah. Saying it in other places is also fine. If you link between one surah and another, you should not repeat isti'adha, only repeat basmala. And you should never end at basmala before moving to the next surah. You should also pay attention to the beginning of the ayah if you decided to link basmala or isti'adha to the following ayah. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the tajweed of the Quran, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Quran in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.